saxophone. And I remember being this close, but never alone. You gave me a little something to take home. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it. Remember the name, that's enough for me. His names hold the key. Names hold the key. If I can only remember the name, that's enough for me. His names hold the key. Names hold the key. A souvenir of nothing.
Thank you. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. This is the Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm talking sports here regularly every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to Major League Baseball. Yesterday, still bad news coming from Fenway Park. The Orioles 9 and the Red Sox 5. Yankees 4 and the White Sox zip. Twins 4 and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays 3 and the Rays 1. Royals 3 and Cleveland zip. The Astros 3 and the Mariners 1. And the A's versus the Rangers were postponed. A lot of bad weather down there in Texas. Over in the National League, the Giants 5 and the Rockies 2. The Nationals 3 and the Pirates 2. The Marlins 10 and the Phillies 3. The Reds 5 and the Cardinals 2. The Braves 11 and the Mets 7. The Padres 5 and the Diamondbacks 4. And the Brewers 4 and the Dodgers 1. And in interleague play, the Angels 6 and the Cubs 5. Okay, yeah, the Red Sox are having their problems. It's like, when the batters are hitting, the pitchers aren't pitching. And when the pitchers are pitching well, the batters aren't hitting. So there you go. We lost a 1-0 game. And we lost some other close games as well. But it's a long season. And I am telling everyone, don't walk under any tall buildings in Boston. The so-called fans may be jumping off. But anyway, we're going to hang in there. We just, hey. I thought they did the right thing. I thought they did the right thing by not pushing the pitchers in spring training. Spring training games are meaningless except for getting in shape. So I think the pitchers have suffered a little bit because of the shortened amount of time they had to get their arms in order. But hopefully down the road, things will straighten out and they will be able to not fall too far behind, hopefully. Hopefully the bats will get their act together and keep us in the race and the pitching staff will come around. That's my observation right now. It's good to have Dustin Pedroia back in the lineup. Gives us a really good bench when Brock Holt comes back. I don't know who they're going to send down when he comes back, but let them do that decision, make that decision. But anyway, hopefully, we're going to be able to turn this thing around, like I said, and hopefully not fall too far behind. Surprise in the American League thus far have been the Tampa Bay Rays. They've been loaded with pitching down the line and never been able to really put it all together. But this year, it seems like they're getting not only getting the pitching, but they're getting some timely hitters. Hitting a lot of no-name players out there. But hey, if they're doing the job, they're doing the job. That's all you can ask for. Over the National League, haven't been really following the National League that closely. And so I really can't tell you. No one seems like they've jumped out to a major start in the National League. So we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen as time rolls along. In that Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 1-for-2, scored a run. Got two walks. He's hitting .286 on the season. Mookie Betts 1-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .232. Mitch Moreland 0-for-3. He's hitting .277. He got 5 home runs in the season, however. Didn't hit one yesterday, but hey, he's done his job in other games. Nunez pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1 yesterday, and He's hitting 200 on the season. J.D. Martinez, 1-for-4. He's hitting 316. Xander Bogaerts, 0-for-4. He's hitting 286. Pierce played first base. Molin was the pinch hitter. Designated hitter, I'm sorry. Mookie Betts played center field. Jackie Bradley Jr. got the day off. Pierce went 0-for-3. He's hitting 100. Bruce Swihart went 0-for-1. He's hitting 273. Rafael Devers. If you heard previous Brown Perspective on Sports programs, I am picking Rafael Devers to have a breakout year this year. He went 1-for-3 yesterday, scored 2 runs with a walk. He's hitting 259. Dustin Pedroia went 0-for-3, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting 182. Christian Vasquez had a big day, 2-for-4, scored a run, 4 RBIs. We got his second home run of the season, and he's hitting 229 on the season. Rick Porcello went 4 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, struck out 2. Has 11.11 ERA. Yuck. Hembree, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. He has a 3.30 ERA. Brewer, 0-for-4. Didn't complete an inning. Colton Brewer. He went, gave up 3 hits, 4 runs. He has a 7.90 ERA. Walden went 2 innings, gave up a hit and a run. Struck out 2. 1.50 ERA. Thornburg, went an inning, gave up a hit, no runs, struck out 1, hit a 4.90 ERA. And Velasquez, who I thought was going to pitch today, went an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 2, had a 2.70 ERA. Last I heard, they were going to push Chris Sale's start back. And actually, I guess I thought they were going to pitch Velasquez on Monday. I guess Pierce is going today. Price is going today. Pierce, Price, all the P-Boys. Anyway, that's the plan. I guess that maybe they may change it, turn it around, or maybe they'll go by starting by committee. And so Velasquez and Workman and a few of the other guys out there. But we'll see what happens after today's game. 420 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. Streaming live. WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 14th, Palm Sunday edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
44. Proceed to Beale Street. Unsafe trampoline in progress.
That's us, Sam.
Right, Pete. Step on it.
All right, kids, come down off that thing real slow.
What's the problem, officer? Were the children doing something wrong?
Unsafe trampoline, ma'am. Your kids were asking for trouble.
But it's just a backyard toy.
Ma'am, trampolines cause 91,000 emergency room injuries in 1 year. We say one kid on a tramp is one kid too many. Two kids, you're playing with fire.
At the very least, you need protective padding around the frame here. And always, an adult spotter.
Say, who are you guys anyway?
We're everywhere, son. We're the Trampolice.
For more on trampoline safety, visit AAOS.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 424 at the Brown Perspective on Sport Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay. Where are we going next? Let's go to the NBA. NBA playoffs have started, and we had some upsets. The Nets defeated the 76ers 111-102. Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid was projected as not playing, but I guess he did play. But it still wasn't enough. So the 76ers have lost home court advantage. And the Nets look pretty good. Came up with a 9-point victory. Another upset. The Magic 104 and the Raptors 101. Raptors losing home court advantage also. And the Magic looked pretty good. Hit a lot of key three-pointers in the game that I saw. In the part of the game that I saw. I didn't see the entire game. So, here we go. What does that mean for the Celtics? Who knows? We got to see how the Celtics do today against the Pacers. And maybe we can make some further projections down the line. Let's go to the other scores. Also yesterday. Warriors 121 and the Clippers 104. And the Spurs upset the Nuggets, went into Denver and pulled one out over the Nuggets. And I had that one. I had the Spurs beating the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs, saying the Spurs would pop have been there. The Nuggets, not so much. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on in today's game. Like I said, the Pacers and the Celtics are going to go at it here in Boston. Oklahoma City and Houston are out there, along with who else? Oklahoma City, Houston, and one other team. Slipped my mind, and I don't have it on my sheet. But anyway, Oklahoma City may be having some problems because I understand that Paul George is suffering with a shoulder ailment. And if that's in the shooting arm, that's not good. I can actually get the fourth team in the playoffs. Well, it's definitely not the Lakers. And that guy was kind of surprised. The Lakers fired Walton, and he gets picked up by the Kings. The Kings had a pretty good year. They didn't fall that far behind and missed the playoffs by about six games or so. So, well, anyway, I guess not good enough for whoever was the coach. And he's out. And now Walton has the opportunity to see if he can move them closer to the playoffs. Anyway, In the previous program, I think I mentioned that I thought parity had settled in to the NBA as far as teams that were not contenders in the past, playing extremely well. When's the last time the Nets have been in the playoffs, you know? I can't tell you. They probably can't tell you either. I'm certain no one on the Nets team has been in the playoffs with the Nets, that's for sure. Okay. I'm straining here. We've got the Celtics, the Pacers. I guess that's all. Wait a minute, not sure. No, there should be more teams. Celtics, Pacers, Houston. My mind's a blank, and that's terrible for a sports show. Moving right along, it's 4:29 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Palm Sunday. I got that part right. April 14th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to simply give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
In November 2004, Nathan was sentenced to 6 years for committing a gun crime. He was only 19.
Hi, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there?
I've been locked up 3 years and some change.
What do you miss most of all?
Other than being with my loved ones, little things probably. Wind, trees, all that. Just being free.
How hard has it been on your mother?
Difficult on a mother with a son in prison. I say it's been probably hard on her than it has on me.
What about your brothers? Do you ever give them any advice? Or
my youngest brother, he's all right. My older brother, he's more rebellious. I just try to keep him on track. Mm. Well, he never said it, but I think he blamed me for leaving. He feel like I left him out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing I can do in here for him. My hands is tied. I can't really help in any way.
If you could tell your family one thing, what do you think you'd tell them?
I love them.
When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you. Gun Crimes Hit Home. Brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 434 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, excuse me. We slowly coming together as far as the NBA playoffs are concerned. I believe the Houston Rockets are in against Oklahoma City. The Celtics against the Pacers. The Bucks are playing somebody, but who they are playing, I haven't got a clue. And I think it's Portland in the other game. Portland Trailblazers. Who are they up against? Well, I get for coming with a very short list of information. But anyway, as we move right along, maybe we'll come up with it. It's 4:30, and if you're out there and you know, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, where are we going next? Let's go to the National Hockey League. Their playoffs are underway as well. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Capitals 4 and the Hurricanes 3. That was an overtime game. And the Capitals lead that series 2-0. The Predators 2 and the Stars 1. That also an overtime game. And that series is tied at 1 game apiece. Avalanche 3 and the Flames 2. Another overtime game. And that series is tied at 1 apiece. And the Bruins 4 and the Maple Leafs 1. And that series is tied at 1 game apiece. In that game, Charlie Coyle got his first goal of the playoffs, probably the first goal as a Bruin. And it was one with an assist from Backes, 1-0 Bruins at 4:44 of the first period. At 16:04 of the first period, Brad Marchand got his first playoff goal of the season. And assist from Pasternak and Krug. At the end of the first period, Bruins 2 and the Leafs zip. In the second period, Danton Heinen got his first playoff goal of the season at 10:39. Only score in that period. At the end of two periods, Bruins 3 and the Maple Leafs zip. And in the third period, 10:44, Nazem Kadri got his first goal of the year of the playoffs for the Maple Leafs. With assist from Dermott and Nylander. And at 15:03 of the third period, that made it 3-1, Bruins. And at 15:03 of the third period, Patrice Bergeron got his second playoff goal, and that was on the power play, with assist from Marchand and Grelchik. So, the Bruins have tied it up after losing home ice advantage in the first game. They're heading out to Toronto. And from what I understand, didn't see the game. The Bruins just picked it up with a bang-bang big bad Bruins game. And that slowed Toronto down to a crawl. And in that game, Anderson had 37 saves on 41 shots. And Rask had 30 saves on 31 shots. Bruins outshoot their opponents. And that's always good. You know, hopefully you don't get a hot goalie. And so, therefore, you can stay on top of what's going on. 438 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. With another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WNFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Buddy, that's a good question.
Why are chairs orange?
Actually.
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs.
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susan.
Lindsay, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:44, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Far the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, almost there. We think maybe it's the Bucks and Miami, perhaps. I'm not really sure about that. I'm not betting the farm on that one. But anyway, Houston, Oklahoma City, the Celtics and the Pacers, and the Bucks and somebody. Okay, 4:45, WMFO in Medford. Totally unprepared for this program today. Where are we? Okay, we had the NBA, we had the Major League Baseball. We had the National Hockey League. It's the Masters Golf Tournament going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia. I used to work in that town. Actually, I was in the military at Fort Gordon in Georgia. I think it was from about September of 2007 to about May of 2008. So there, went to Signal Corps school. Okay, but anyway, who cares about that? That's ancient history. At the Masters, after three rounds, Francesco Molinari is 13 under. It gives him a two-shot lead over Tony Finau, who is 11 under. And some guy named Tiger Woods, who's also 11 under. Brooks Koepka is 10 under. Webb Simpson is 9 under. Ian Poulter is 9 under. There's a bunch of people tied for second place. Tied with 8 under. And one of the favorites, Rory McIlroy, having an awful time. Phil Mickelson is 6 under. Rory McIlroy is 1 under. Gordon Spieth and some others, they're not in it either, like 4 under. So, it's going to be interesting to see whether Tiger can hang in there, catch up with Molinari, or whether Molinari will hold on. And Tony Finau, someone like Brooks Koepka can jump up there and from 10 shots under. And maybe Webb Simpson or Ian Poulter, who are 9 under. So, if you're a golf aficionado, there you go. 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Palm Sunday, April 14th, 2019 edition. Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, Celtics Pacers. Big news as far as the Celtics are concerned is that Marcus Smart is going to be out for at least 4 to 6 weeks. Some horrible injury to his back. Doesn't need surgery. So if the Celtics can progress in the series, they should get him back in time for third round, maybe, I guess. So we'll see what happens. Marcus is obviously a key. So everybody's wondering now, how are they going to rearrange their lineup? Brad Stevens is going to rearrange the lineup, I would imagine. Jaylen Brown would probably play the shooting guard position beside Kyrie Irving at point. Baines has been doing a good job at center, and that's been freeing up Al Horford to play the power forward. And when you get a 6'10", Jason Tatum, who I am assuming is recovered from his shin or knee injury, where he got kicked or whatever, that he's going to be a small forward. Terrible. someone said earlier in the season, if we can get Brown and Hayward to come off the bench and play like they're starters against the other team's bench players, this is going to be a very tough team to defend against. And they've done it in spurts. So hopefully they'll realize this is the time to put it all together. And even though they're going to miss the things that Marcus Smart brings to the table, Jaylen Brown can be a very, very difficult shooting guard, rather, at 6'7", giving you 4 inches more than you get from Marcus Smart. And he can play the tough defense, and he is the better outside shooter. He can put the ball on the floor. And hopefully everything will work out well. And the offense will click, the defense will click, and you'll be able to move up Theis to a more playing time. And you've got Terry Rozier to come in at the point. And Wanamaker, probably, in the backcourt at the shooting guard. And then it's Hayward, a small forward. I hope that they would keep Greg Monroe, but they didn't, and so he's with Philadelphia, and we'll see how that goes. 4:51 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And I have a public service announcement to bring to you. WMFO Live Day is coming here at WMFO on Saturday, May the 4th. You can tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune into WMFO 91.5 FM for a live music day. From 9 a.m. to 9:40 a.m., the band is going to be the Cast Irons. From 9:55 to 10:35, Anthony Kaczynski. From 10:50 to 11:30, Peter Pasek. From 11:45 to 12:25, Danielle Maraglia with Lisa Bastoni. From 12:40 to 1:20 p.m., Lily Black. 1:35 to 2:15 p.m., 62 Goats. 2:30 p.m. to 3:10, Will Daly. 3:25 to 4:05, Flight of Fire. And 4:20 to 5 o'clock p.m., Celebutant. So there you go. Live music day, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford. Keeping it freeform since 1974. Streaming at WMFO.org. And that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'll be back. ¶¶
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
.458 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way, a special Palm Sunday program this year entitled Rejoice in the Lord Always. So you stay tuned for great gospel music coming your way here on WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. We'll see you back nearly next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. We do it all over again here on another edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. Stay tuned. Like I said, Sounds of Praise is coming your way. Great gospel music here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube.